Andrew, you like the outside line, and it worked again tonight all the way up until you got to Jason Simmons.
Yeah, it would have worked with Jason, too. The tires got cold. That red flag killed us. Jason had a good car, but I think we were just a touch better. He was a little tight on the long runs, and I was perfect on the long runs. It just, worked out. He had what he needed, and he got the win, but I'm satisfied. That's exactly what we needed. We came from the back. We showed him that we can do that again, and the cold weather helps. You know, the car handles great in the cold, so it was a good run.
Both Jason and Barry said they had a lot of laps side by side with you this year, and it's been a lot of fun.
That's good to hear, because I made my share of enemies, so as long as I have some allies, too, you know, it's tough. They're a heck of a guy. I love running against them. Some people, when you get next to them, they run you up to the wall, and it's just unfortunate. And then some people get very, very emotional with just rubbing and touching, and they don't understand that, you know, that's a little bit to it, too. And, I've had a lot of good competition out there. I've run side-by-side with Mike Bond quite a bit, and hopefully him and Mark Castillo are doing good. I know they got in that accident over there. Hopefully they're all right. But there's been a lot of good racing, and that's a testament to these tires.
There's a date coming up in July that something's going to be awarded to the points later. Is that anything in the back of your mind right now?
I'm not even thinking about it. I'm thinking about the points title and trying to move forward and hopefully keep these Hedger cars in the front. You know, we're doing good right now, and that's the way we want to stay. And we got a smile on Ray's face, and I know Russ is probably smiling at home right now too. So we got to keep going forward here, and we got good momentum. And I'm concerned about just finishing good for these guys. They're putting in a lot of work for us and trying to keep going in the right direction points wise.
If you happen to be the points leader after that date, what's gonna happen with Andrew Shardner from Classic Weekend?
Andrew Shardner's gonna run the Chrome Motorsports number 18, and we'll see how that goes. And then we'll just wait and see how things go. I honestly, to be honest with you, it would be a privilege to run a super, but I just really don't want to mess this opportunity up we have right now in the small block by letting my mind wander with other stuff. If someone wants to come talk about it, we'll definitely take a talk about it. But I want to focus on this. It's important. Wouldn't be fair to my guys to start thinking about something else. We're doing really good right now, and that is simply a testament to their work. I go out there and drive a perfect race car, so they got to reap the benefits of this too.
Since you've been running here, can you remember the last time you've had such a good long string of really good runs?
It seems like the end of every year. I mean, we're
not trying to jinx you or anything.
you're trying.
I know.
We won, at the end of every year, we usually start off, we win ROC, and then we won the Classic, and we're doing okay. We get going late. But this is definitely by far the best run in general we've had. And it's just, like I said, it's testament to these guys. The car's been perfect. Ray's been here helping us too. And it's just, we got to keep up with it, because this is the one sport where things can change so fast that it's just out of control. So, as long as we keep being smart and we're working hard, we're going to be fine, I think. We got the talent, we have the crew, and we hopefully we'll have the driver here. And as long as we keep having the luck, it's 80% luck in this whole deal.
Finally, who do you have to thank?
Definitely, main thing is the crew. This car was perfect tonight, absolutely perfect. If it wasn't for that red flag run, I think we might have been in victory lane. But all my guys, Tom, my dad, Gary, Scott wasn't able to be here tonight, but he puts in quite a bit of help. Ukrainian National Club, Richard Walton Trucking, Beaver River Distribution, GMV Auto Care, all them guys, they help out and do a phenomenal job. So special thanks to them, and hopefully we'll reward them at the end of the year with the title.